Well, a prisoner who was serving a life sentence for killing a Southwest Missouri sheriff 30 years ago went before the Missouri Probation and Parole Board this morning here in Jefferson City because he happens to be at the maximum security Jefferson City Correctional Center. I'm Brian Helsworth, and joining me to talk about that parole hearing is the current sheriff of Cedar County. His name is James Jim Bob McCrary. He came to, he traveled almost 3 hours from the Stockton area up here to Jeff City today to address the parole board about the case involving Brent Debler. Sheriff, let's talk about it. What happened in that room? I know it's not open to the public. I can't go, for instance, but you can go because you're law enforcement. Take us kind of behind the scenes. Right. What was said and what happened today?
Well, basically, I got to speak to the parole board and voice my opposition to his release, which I did. It didn't take very long to make my point, I don't think. And after I was done speaking, they let Mr. Debler say his piece. And that was basically it.
What did you tell the board, sir?
I told them that I didn't think any amount of rehabilitation was enough for what he did, and that even if he was a model prisoner, that that might be the case, and he's where he belongs if that's the case. And that, you know, I was friends with the former sheriff, and I believe Mr. Debler is where he belongs.
Did he, what did he say?
Oh, you know, really, they asked him some questions, and he answered, and I can't remember everything he said.
Did he?
That he believes he's ready to be released, and that he has a place to go.
Did he say where that would be?
He did, but I don't know if I'm supposed to say tell
sure.
you that.
Yeah, absolutely. And the bottom line, as long as he said there's a place for him to go, that's all we need to know, and I understand that. In terms of the crime itself, it happened in 1987. Do people still talk about this in your county?
Hello.
Yes, can you hear me okay?
There you are.
Yeah, you may be cutting out from the road, but
I probably am, yeah.
Yeah, no worries. I can hear you fine, but do people still talk about this case from 1987 in your county?
Yeah, they do somewhat. Especially right now, you know, when it's close to a parole hearing.
Anything you would like to add, Sheriff, about this? I know you're pretty emotional about it. You knew Charles LaRue. He was only 35, by the way, when he died. Anything you'd like to add about that? And did anybody also, the other question, did anybody bring up Shelby Debler at all? This one is a little unusual in that Shelby was actually under a death sentence. He's not even eligible for parole, so he will stay in there until he dies. Brent Debler is eligible because he was convicted of second-degree murder. That's why he is eligible.
Right.
But anything on those two things you want to talk about?
Well, Brent pled guilty to second-degree murder before his trial date. So that's, and they accepted the plea agreement on that. So that's why he got a little bit lesser of a sentence.
And that's why he's eligible, because it was second-degree murder, and he'd have to do 85% of that, and they calculated 30
that's
years.
Right.
So, yeah. Anything you'd like to add, Sheriff?
I guess we'll just wait and see, wait for their decision. It could take a few weeks. Hopefully they'll make the right decision, which is to keep him there.